for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
This is a CJSF news break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CJSF 新闻时间。
Hong Kong democracy activist Jimmy Lai sentenced to 20 years in prison. Jimmy Lai, a former Hong Kong media mogul and outspoken critic of China's communist regime, has been sentenced to 20 years in prison in a landmark national security case that has drawn international scrutiny as freedoms in the city continue to erode.
香港民主活动人士黎智英被判处20年监禁。香港前媒体大亨直言批评中共政权的黎智英被控违反国家安全而被判处20年监禁。随着香港的自由持续受到侵蚀，此案引发了国际社会的广泛关注。
Lai, 78, the founder of now-defunct pro-democracy newspaper Apple Daily, was convicted in December last year on 2 counts of conspiracy to collude with foreign forces under the Beijing-imposed national security law and 1 count of sedition,under a colonial-era sedition law.
现年78岁的黎智英是现已停刊的亲民主报纸《苹果日报》的创办人。去年12月，按照中共港版国安法，黎智英被裁定两项串谋勾结外国势力罪名成立，以及一项依据殖民时期煽动罪法律提出的煽动罪名成立。
He had already spent more than 1,800 days in confinement before Monday's sentence. According to his son and lawyer, his health has declined substantially during that time, with conditions including diabetes and heart palpitations.
在周一宣判之前，他已被羁押超过1,800天。黎智英的儿子及律师表示，在此期间，他的健康状况明显恶化，出现包括糖尿病与心悸等问题。
The 3 national security judges said Lai's sentence was increased because he was the mastermind and key driving force behind what they described as persistent foreign collusion conspiracies, according to a court document.
根据法院文件，三名国安法指定的法官表示，由于黎智英被认定为所谓持续性勾结外国势力阴谋的主谋及主要推动者，因此加重量刑。
Judge Esther Toh said 18 years of Lai's sentence should be served consecutively on top of the 5 years and 9 months he received in his fraud case in 2022.
法官杜立冰称，黎智英其中18年的刑期需与他在2022年诈骗案中被判处的5年9个月刑期连续执行。
Lai's co-defendant, 6 former Apple Daily employees and 2 activists, received jail terms between 6 years and 3 months and 10 years. They are publisher Cheung Kim Hung, associate publisher Chien Puiman, editor-in-chief Ryan Law, executive editor-in-chief Lam Man Chung, executive editor-in-chief responsible for English news Feng Wai Kong, and editorial writer Yang Ching Ki. The 2 activists are Andy Lee,And Chan Siwa.
黎智英的共同被告包括6名前苹果日报员工及2名社运人士，他们分别被判处6年3个月至10年不等的监禁刑期。6名前员工包括出版人张建红、副出版人陈佩敏、总编辑罗伟光、执行总编辑林文宗、负责英文新闻的执行总编辑冯伟光以及主笔杨清奇，两名社运人士为李宇轩及陈子华。
In a press conference after Lai's sentence was announced, Hong Kong's National Security Police Chief Superintendent Steve Lee called Lai's poor health exaggerated.
在黎智英宣判后举行的记者会上， 香港国家安全警务处高级警司李桂华称，关于黎智英健康状况不佳的说法是夸大其词。
Lee added that the sentence was appropriate and said the judicial process in the case represented the finest embodiment of the rule of law in Hong Kong.
李桂华还称，有关判刑恰当，并称此案的司法程序体现了香港法治的最佳典范。
Sebastian Lai said the sentence against his father signifies the total destruction of the Hong Kong legal system and the end of justice.
黎智英的儿子黎崇恩表示，对其父亲的判决象征着香港法律制度的彻底摧毁以及正义的终结。
Sentencing my father to this draconian prison sentence is devastating for our family and life-threatening for my father, Lai's son said. After more than 5 years of relentlessly persecuting my father, it is time for China to do the right thing and release him before it's too late.
李崇恩说，将我父亲判处如此严酷的监禁刑期，对我们家庭而言是沉重打击，对我父亲的生命更构成威胁。在持续不断迫害我父亲超过5年之后，中国应该在为时未晚之前做出正确的决定，将他释放。
Lai's sentence immediately drew condemnation from rights groups.
黎智英的判刑随即引发多个人权团体的谴责。
The rule of law has been completely shattered in Hong Kong, Jody Ginsburg, CEO of the Committee to Protect Journalists, said in a statement. Today's egregious decision is the final nail in the coffin for freedom of the press in Hong Kong. The international community must step up its pressure to free Jimmy Lai if we want press freedom to be respected anywhere in the world.
保护记者委员会首席执行官乔迪·金斯伯格在一份声明中表示，香港的法治已被彻底摧毁，今天的恶劣判决为香港的新闻自由钉上了最后一根棺材钉，国际社会必须加大施压，促使黎智英获释，唯有如此才能确保新闻自由在世界各地受到尊重。
Thibault Boutin, Director General of Reporters Without Borders, said in a statement that Lai's sentence underscores the complete collapse of press freedom in Hong Kong and the authorities' profound contempt for independent journalism.
无国界记者组织总干事蒂博·布吕坦在声明中表示，黎智英的判刑凸显了香港新闻自由的全面崩溃，以及当局对独立新闻工作的深刻蔑视。
Lord Patton of Barnes, patron of London-based rights group Hong Kong Watch, and the last governor of Hong Kong, said in a statement that Lai now faces the rest of his life behind bars.
总部设于伦敦的人权团体香港监察赞助人、香港默认总督彭定康勋爵在声明中表示，黎智英如今可能将在铁窗后度过余生。
The UK government has not put sufficient pressure on the PRC to secure his release. This is both a moral and diplomatic failure, Burns said, using the acronym of China's official name, the People's Republic of China.
彭定康指出，英国政府尚未对中华人民共和国施加足够压力以确保其获释，这既是道德上的失败，也是外交上的失败。
Benedict Rogers, co-founder of Hong Kong Watch, called on the United Kingdom, United States, Canada, Australia, the European Union, and Japan to act immediately and without delay to press China to release Mr. Lai on grounds of his deteriorating health.
香港监察共同创办人本尼迪克特·罗杰斯呼吁英国、美国、加拿大、澳洲、欧盟及日本立即且毫不拖延地采取行动，敦促中国基于黎先生健康状况恶化的理由将其释放。
This should serve as a warning to all governments, private sector organizations, and individuals who wish to do business in Hong Kong, Rogers said in a statement. When the law has been twisted to persecute one individual, it will almost certainly be twisted again. The fate of Mr. Lai should be a warning to us all.
罗杰斯在声明中表示，这应当成为对所有希望在香港经商的各国政府、私营部门机构及个人的警示。当法律被扭曲来迫害一名个人时，几乎可以肯定他还会再次被扭曲。黎先生的命运应该为我们所有人敲响警钟。
CJSF 90.1 FM is now on air and online. Can't get enough of your favorite campus community radio station? Now you can have it all the time on your Android device. Tune in, see what's coming up, and save your favorites. The CJSF Android app. Diverse, independent, yours. Get it on Google Play. Just look it up. CJSF.
Welcome back to the Chinese Show on CJSF 9.1 FM Burnaby. And now it's our time to showcase some of the albums released by Canadian musicians. First, I'll bring you Orit Shimane, and the song is called So Lucky. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的拉圈的秀。现在呢，又到了我们和大家推荐加拿大音乐人最新发行的音乐专辑节目。首先要推荐给大家的是来自 Orit Shimane 演唱的歌曲 So Lucky， 希望你喜欢。
luckily have each other.
That is a song called So Lucky by Orit Shimane, and it's from the album titled Lost and Found on the Road to Nowhere, which was released in August 2018. For more information of her music, you can visit www.oritshimani.com。 听众朋友，刚才您欣赏这首歌曲呢，是由 Orit Shimani 演唱的 So Lucky。 下面要推荐给大家的是来自 George Carver演唱的歌曲 No One Has Eyes Like You. A Plex is a song by George Kevin, and it's called No One Has Eyes Like You, which is from the album titled South Side of Heaven, released in June 2018. Hope you like it.
Sometimes they look brown, sometimes they look blue, always they offer a beautiful view into the soul connected to. Yeah, no one has eyes like you.
Nobody's got eyes like you. Nobody's got eyes like you.
They dance in the light and sing in the dark. They pull me together and tear me apart. I'm jealous of papers when you read the news, and no one has eyes like you.
Nobody's got eyes like you.
They hold me and they know me like no one will ever know me. They fly me and they land me. Most of all, they understand.
现在又欣赏更多的中国音乐， 下面要推荐给大家的是来自王银铃演唱的歌曲《爱情》。
总是不能忘，要不能记，要不能忘记你，这就是爱情。总是不能忘，要不能忘记你，要不能忘记你，这就是爱情。难道这就是爱情？这就是欺骗了你。如果我说我不爱你，这又违背我心意。多夜我想了一整夜，只想回家把你忘记，总是不能忘记你，这就是爱情。总是不能
想离开你，请将眼角的泪拭去，漫漫长夜里，未来日子里，亲爱的你别为我哭泣。前方的路虽然太凄迷，请在笑容里为我祝福。虽然迎着风，虽然下着雨，我在风雨之中念着你。没有你的日子里，我会更加珍惜自己。自己，你问我何时归故里，我也轻声地问自己，不是在此时，不知在何时，我想大约会是在冬季。不是在此时，不知在何时，我想大约会是在冬季。我将离开你，请将眼角的泪拭去，漫漫长夜里，未来日子里，亲爱的你别为我哭泣。前方的路虽然太凄迷，请在笑容里为我祝福。虽然迎着风，虽然下着雨，我在风雨之中念着你。没有你的日子里，我会更加珍惜自己。你问我何时归故里，我也轻声地问自己，不是在此时，不知在何时，我想大约会是在冬季。不是在此时，不知在何时，我想大约会是在冬季。 加珍惜自己。没有我的岁月里，你要保重你自己。听闻我何时归故里，我也轻声地问自己，不是在此时，不知在何时，我想大约会是那冬季。不是在此时，不知在何时，我想大约会是在冬季。不是在此时，不知在何时，我想大约会是在冬季。
That's a song called 大约是在冬季， which means it's around the winter.And it's vocaled by 齐秦. And our last song for today's Chinese music segment is a song vocal by Teresa Tan. And it's called 夜来香, which means fragrance and light. And Hershey wish everyone a happy weekend.Please tune next Saturday noon.
亲爱的朋友，刚才大家欣赏这首歌曲呢，是齐秦演唱的《大约在冬季》。今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是由邓丽君演唱的《夜来香》。在这里呢，何西感谢大家和我一道度过了又一个周六。